take it from this alien's butt or whatever.
High Mystery.
Hello. It's another episode of High Mystery. This is the podcast where we smoke weed and we talk about the mysteries in our universe.
What?
Yeah.
Today is no different. We will be smoking weed and talking about the mysteries of the universe.
Oh, yes. This makes me happy.
Doing that, it's me, Colin.
It's me, Tristan.
It's my crew.
It's me, Robert.
It's all of us. We're all here together.
Yay.
Yep,
and we got Lou too.
Yep, Lou's in the studio. If you hear some toenails clacking on tile, that is our Lou soundtrack.
Or just some random growling.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you see something out the window he has to growl at. Today, we are smoking a mix of Blue Dream and Gushers inside of my King Palm. It is a Gushers heavy day. And then Rob's got a King Palm over there that I see with my little eye.
Yes, and that is with Gushers.
So lots of Gushers. It's a.
I'm not upset about that.
It's a 90s kids party in here.
I mean, that's what I was wondering. Do you think it's... I guess it's got to be named after the Gushers because it smells so fruity.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like gushing with flavor.
But now I also want Gushers.
Yeah,
the Gushers has... it's really nice in the jar. It's really purpley, and you can tell it's like nice dry buds. And
very crystally.
Yeah, it's covered in crystals, and it's got that really nice smell. It's got like kind of an orangey flavor and smell to it. It's very citrusy.
Yeah, but I don't expect it from purple.
Yeah, for sure. It's a rare, like, once I saw it in the shop, I was like, oh, I have to smoke that. Mm-hmm. And then it has enough of, like, the highs without dropping you down too low.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's
hybrid, right?
It's a hybrid, and I feel like it sits more on the sativa side, which makes it one of my favorites.
Yeah, I would also say it's a good one to give somebody who doesn't smoke necessarily a lot, just because sometimes, like, a really strong sativa can kind of make you wig out a little bit, and I feel like you could smoke this, a lot of this, and not hit that point.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. Today, my mystery is the legend of the Green Children of Woolpit.
Ooh, the Green Children of Woolpit!
And to get us started, I will spark this blunt.
Spark.
Gonna do some ASMR. Okay, so the Green Children of Woolpit concerns two children of unusual skin color who appeared in Woolpit in Suffolk, England.
Suffolk, England.
Yes.
The Green Children.
Yes. So Woolpit gets its name because it's a rural part of England where they have several wolf pits all around, which are just basically like hunting tools that have been used since ancient times. They're basically just big dugout holes that are often lined with like masonry or stonework that keeps it open. And then you can chase a deer or you can chase a wolf into it and it drops down in and then it's stuck there. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the name. That's where the name Wool Pit comes from, is for all these wolf pits in the area.
And what was the time period of this?
This is the early 13th century.
Yeah. So is this like bubonic plague time?
This is dragon times.
I think that's... I'm not totally sure. Now I have to look up the bubonic plague just to be sure. but it's definitely at a time where we still see knights in armor and, I don't know, it's the late Middle Ages.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just right out of the gate, I'm thinking there are blue people in Kentucky and... like anyone with like jaundice or something like that has yellow skin. Is it possible that these are blue people from Kentucky with jaundice? You mean green?
That is the best theory I've heard so far.
Did I solve it?
We will definitely get into it. This is about 150 years before the height of the bubonic plague. So the bubonic plague is not really a thing at this time. But so a farmer or a huntsman in the woods comes across them in the wolf pit, and he sees that they're wearing strange clothing that he can't identify. They don't speak any language that he recognizes.
And they're acting, like, healthy. Like, they're not, like, sick.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But, sorry, I got to take a blunt break there. So he finds them in this hole, and they try to communicate with him. They don't speak the language, and they pass on all the food that they're offered. So they don't want to eat anything that presumably gets in front of them until they see raw broad beans.
Broad beans.
Yeah, and they eat those up hungrily. Like, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that they eat. Eventually, they learn to eat, like, more food, and they do lose, like, most of their green tint over time. But they were both kind of sickly when they found them in the woods. And after they were baptized, a short time afterwards, the boy died. So it was a young boy and a young girl. Normal in appearance, except for their green skin.
I could see them being, like, feral, you know, just, like, some kids that were left out, and they, like, had to just grow up out in the woods off of beans. You know, all they knew were beans.
Yeah.
The life of beans, and it just turned them green.
Sure. I mean, if you eat enough carrots, you turn orange, right?
Yeah.
You really do. I'm not even kidding. So, yeah. I don't know. That could be it. But the girl, she lives. So she grows up. She starts to learn to speak English. She starts to adjust to normal life. I think she becomes like a servant at the palace. So she gets like a normal job and gets pretty adjusted.
And you were saying that like the pigment is like probably normal by this point in time.
Yeah, it dissipates significantly as they get like normal time in society or whatever. But as the girl learns to speak English, she explains that she and her brother had come from St. Martin's Land, a subterranean world inhabited by green people.
Whoa. Lizard peoples. On the outskirts of society of the lizard peoples.
I knew you were going to say lizard people, but I don't know. I feel like there's nothing reptilian about these children. They're never described.
Other than the green skin.
Yeah, exactly. It's not green scaly skin. It's like you're in my skin, just green tinted.
Well, that's just how you're perceiving them. You know, they're altering the vibration.
they're the chameleon lizard people. They're just like, oh shit, are we green? blend in.
But the reason this one is given credence is there's two reputable men, William of Newburgh and Ralph of Cogshall. One is the leader of a monastery, and the other is a writer. So they're both pretty well-learned men who take note of this. One guy says he personally saw the kids, and the other guy says he just got reliable sources who told him about it.
They are not colorblind.
Right.
I tested them and everything.
12th century testing.
12th century testing. The best kind of testing available at the time.
What color is the sky?
Blue.
But when they explain, like, they try to get the story of, like, how did you come from St. Martin's Land and, you know, this subterranean world of green people. And so she explains that her and her brother were herding their cattle, and it's not underneath the normal sky that you and I see. Their world was a world lit by twilight. So just, like, darker sky, but just a little bit of light. And her story is that her and her brother were helping them herd cattle, and they got lost in a cave, and when they fell out, they were in our world.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So they fell up into our world?
Or down.
Or they just went through a cave system, and then, like, one cave.
Oh, wait, no, tunnel. They fell into the cave tunnel that became St. Martin's. They're originally... human people, right? Or
no, they're originally green people in St. Martin.
Oh, I see. What,
yeah. And they were helping their family herd their cattle in the caves or whatever.
I see.
And fell and came out the other side, which was Earth. Whether it's up or down is your interpretation.
Yep. We don't want any flat earthers or hollow earthers after us.
That's right. I should have read through this once before we did this.
What year is it?
It's 1220s. 1220s.
You got the most important information out fast.
It's true. Yeah, they said they heard a loud noise that drew them to our world. And then they heard the sound of bells, which they kept following. And that's how they fell through to our world.
I mean, it's the, you know, 13th century. You know, there's not a lot of loud noises around, I guess. It's not the bell. The church bell would be literally the loudest thing in the world at that time.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you just take everyone at their word.
Yeah. Like,
whatever you tell me, bro. Oh, you saw a dragon? I believe it.
Yeah, right. Oh, you met King Arthur? Yeah, cool, man.
Dope. Merlin was there? Oh, I bet that was sick.
Man, I wish I could have met Merlin.
Oh. Never been to Avalon, bro?
I had to stay home. It was leftovers night.
Gotta stay for leftovers. They were so good the first time.
But yeah, some people think that these kids were just simply from another country. Like, there was a like heavy influx of people from Flemish people who were coming to England, and the English were very... what's the word? They were killing them.
I see. They were very murderous.
Yeah.
Genocide. Like, I see what you're saying.
They were like killing Iggy.
They were pretty kill happy at the time.
Stabby.
Just killing all the
They were stabby stabby at
happy,
the time.
Happy stabby.
And so some people think that their parents were killed. They were left to like wander in the woods and they just got sick, which turned their skin green. But I don't know what disease really turned your skin green.
I mean,
gangrene.
It usually kills you too, though.
Usually, but she's strong. It killed the brother, but.
I don't know. Yeah. The only green-blooded creature I know is Spock.
The Hulk. She-Hulk.
Yeah. Mm. So it could be either of those.
Poison Ivy.
Kermit.
Oh, nice.
Could be any of them.
Yeah, so
I mean that's it. They kept their story until their death.
Well, there's also, well, she grew up into a servant, like I said, and then she married some guy, I don't know, but she was considered like impudent and like badly behaved and kind of like a, I don't know.
That just sounds like a credible source to me for stories of origin.
It's 1220s England. I'm sure there's lots of disreputable origin stories.
Well, she's already been a miscreant. She's already been she's known for being a little turd.
Yeah, yeah. Because she was feral for so long. That's all your...
Well, she might have not been feral. She might have just fallen into our world, you know, gone from family into this world.
Well, just have to assume that's the behavior of the underworlders.
Even if she's not feral, just like you're saying, it's like throwing any kid into a whole different world at a defining time, you know? It changes things.
What is this coming from? Her masters?
Exactly, yeah.
Our servant is just so unruly.
She's fine, but she's a bit impudish. Childish. Impudent and childish.
She still has that, like, green thing going on.
She turns green on the daily.
There's also, in some Celtic legend, green spirits are considered fairies who are, like, sinless and pure and perfect. So some people think that these are two fairies. And then she married some guy who, I guess, his name was also, like, evil or terrible or something like that. It translated into that. And so that, like, fulfilled the legend of a perfect fairy marrying her counterpart, like an evil fairy. I don't know. That's just a lot of folklore stuff.
I do like that theory because in the beginning they have the green tinge and they're very pure, and then as they're like integrated into the dirty world that is the human society, you know, they have, I'm sure they lie, they do things that like taint their purity, and then all of a sudden she's this unruly servant lady.
Right, and it's just because she doesn't know the customs of 13th century England.
Yeah.
Can you believe the miscreant at the table last night? She didn't even know what the fourth spoon was for. My God. The people they're bringing into our society these days.
My cup was dry for like 30 seconds.
Oh, well, we'll certainly have to look for a new servant girl. No question.
I want to know more about like this underground world, St. Martinsville or whatever it is. Because like, is it, how big's that population? How many people she know down there? Like, is it a whole society or is it just like a couple of, you know, like just her family and some sheep are living down there or something?
Her family and a flock of sheep.
Yeah, exactly.
She was little, you know, so she probably wouldn't have a very good concept of population anyway, you know, or it might be that just her and her family lived rurally on the edge of the, you know, a population.
It's hard to say. Never tried to go back and find the cave? Like, hey, maybe I can go back through the hole or something.
I guess.
For all we know, she spent her whole life looking for it.
Yeah, she could have been just wandering. And who knows? Maybe she fell through a portal or something like that. That portal quickly closed.
Mm.
And then she's like, well, I'm stuck here now. Hopefully everybody's green like me. First person she sees, nope.
There's another
movie, she would have to learn her lesson and then she could go back to her own time.
Oh, right. If it was a movie, it would be soundtracked by Phil Collins. For one so small, you seem so strong. Why don't they trust what they can't explain?
Oh, Jesus,
this bond between us, it can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry, cause you'll be in my heart. You'll
be here. When I'm supposed to light up one, Colin should just start breaking out into song and go, oh shit, we got a blanket.
Or maybe it's like, oh, Colin's saying, we need this blonde right now.
Well, we're just gonna stop talking and listen to you sing, so we might as well make ourselves useful.
I like that. All right, I can dig that explanation.
Yeah, I did not. Was Tarzan a good movie?
Yeah.
Like I like it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's solid.
I liked it.
Rosie O'Donnell, right?
Yeah.
No, wait, yeah, Rosie? What?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like she's...
Friend monkey?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's super fun.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a great ape, bro. there's also... One explanation is people think it's a, like, ruling king who's trying to kill off his, like, wrong progeny or whatever. Like, children that he doesn't want to grow up and take his, like, firstborn's place or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Game of Thrones type kill the children. Mm-hmm. Because the green color could be a result of arsenic poisoning.
Mm.
It ain't easy being green.
It ain't easy being green.
Yeah. I mean,
it makes me think of all of Kermit's songs.
How old was she approximately?
Songs about rainbows. What's on the other side?
Don't have another blunt tonight.
That's where we really went wrong. What were you going to say?
How old was she approximately when they found her?
3 or 4.
Oh, well, shit. I mean, to say that.
She's lived
she would remember anything from that time.
Right.
It's like, I remember sheep, a white light, and St. Martin's.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I can't, no.
Yeah, I don't know if I can place any 3-year-old memories, but I do feel like I can place 4-year-old memories. Like, I remember going to preschool.
Who's to say she didn't have, like, a Da Vinci brain?
Yeah, I feel there were definitely... kids at my school who were, like, in the top 10 in the class or whatever who claimed to remember a lot more than I ever claimed to remember.
Yeah, I don't... I think, like, the earliest memory that I can, like, with any certainty say, oh, yeah, this definitely happened, was, like, at age 5. So, other times it's just blips, you know, like, a scene that I could have been 3, I could have been 4 when that happened, but sure. It's just... images like photographs. I don't have anything to any story behind it.
I feel like most of my early memories are just stories that people have told me about what mm-hmm. happened, and then I have kind of just been like, there it is, that's memory yeah. now. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
When I tell people things about my past, that's one of the things that...
yeah. Yeah, my parents will always be like, you remember that time when we did this, that, and the other? And I'll be like, I guess. Sure. I mean, sure. I think I have something of a faint memory, but you might have just planted that image in my head now, and now that is my history.
There you go, parents. You can just rewrite.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for creating my past.
Remember when we took you to Disney World? You went on all the rides. You had such a good time.
Don't you remember when we sent you to college?
Remember that time where we did poison you and leave you in the woods?
You turned up ungreen. What's your excuse? What's your problem?
Yeah, they also theorize that it could be, like you're saying, that they're just like kids who were living rurally and got lost in the woods, and then dietary lacking or whatever, like deficiencies in their diet caused the green skin color.
Yeah.
And maybe the green beans were the only thing that they recognized as like food that they grew up on or whatever.
I mean, if I got lost in the woods at age 3, I would be dead. Within a day or two.
Well,
I would have no survival skills whatsoever to speak of.
You would learn them.
But you're not alone.
Not
either.
Fast enough.
You're not alone either. You're with your older sibling.
And you have all the fears of an adult. You know, society has beaten you down. When you're a child, you have all the resilience.
I mean, a 12th century child, yeah. They grew up on fucking sheep shit alone.
How'd you get so tall? I grew up on the same sheep shit you did.
How old was the older sibling in comparison?
I'm not sure. I don't. They never mentioned his age.
Oh, so
but yeah. They described them as small children. So I can't imagine he's more than 5 or 6, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
And he dies soon after his baptism. But who knows? That it could be that these are like little demon children. And
well,
the baptism.
Maybe God wanted him real fast.
Oh, no.
Finally, he can get up here now. Yeah. Yank.
Huh?
Did she get baptized?
Yeah, they were both baptized.
Okay, well, you know.
It could be that she just was... less demony. Who knows what her impudence was.
Or her body just handled the diet change better.
Sure.
You know, like...
Yeah, I don't know if
his insides were weak because he was, like, sustained on the beans longer. And then...
I got to assume that maybe this kid also was sick and dying and was like, quickly baptize me. I might be dead tomorrow.
Well, sure. I don't think they delayed baptism at this time. I think it was like, oh, we got to baptize this kid. Get him in there.
Exactly. So
maybe
I mean,
that's why he's green.
Yeah. Who knows?
The unbaptized are always green.
It could also be frogmen of Loveland, Ohio. Loveland frogs.
Mm. I mean, are they more human-like? Because aren't those frog people, they have the face, the body, upper body of a frog.
They're pretty darn froggy.
They only have, like, the lower torso of a man.
Yeah.
They're probably... probably not frogmen.
Of course, they could be aliens, you know?
Definitely.
And the world that she's describing is just the ship that they were on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the white light was, like,
the ship's recessed lighting
beam or something.
Oh yeah, what they fell into or mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, could be.
I just got to assume that it's lizard people, maybe outcasts of the lizard people or something like that. They were more human-like. Yeah, they're like more human lizard hybrid type thing, and yeah, they were just closer to the surface and they managed to either find their way out or they were fucking straight
banished.
Up, yeah, kicked out. Mm. You know, you're looking too much like a human. You got those human, your rebellious human ways.
Right.
Yeah, they're not like Spock.
Not like Spock at all.
Is there any more on this story? Is that the long and short of it?
Give me 2 seconds to read another sentence.
They were boogers. I think they were just boogers. Mutated, live, came alive boogers.
Was there like a...
human booger hybrid. We're all thinking the same thing.
That's all I got.
I mean, there's a lot of different theories about, like, these kids being drugged and kidnapped and, like, different, you know, kingdoms fighting over stuff or just simply, like, you know, nasty shit that happens, like, with pedophiles or something, you know, just
paint
horrible
paint them green
things.
And I'll chase them through the forest.
Well, just, like, some kind of abuse or horrible thing that led to this and... But a lot of people just attribute it to these kids wandered from a different country or somehow ended up here from a different world.
Yeah.
You know, and by world, I mean, you know, it's England. So a different world could be as simple as Russia or, you know, Holland or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Or as crazy as like a completely like different universe. Like maybe they stumbled through a black hole and, you know.
Yeah. Any kind of dimensional rift you can think of. But yes, now that is the long and short of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds to me like they were surviving on something that gave a green pigment to you. Because it seems like after their diet changed, so did they. And
yeah,
that just makes sense. I mean, I'm not sure. Were they malnourished? Like, were they just healthy looking?
I mean, they were sickly because the one boy died, but obviously she bounced back. I have to assume they weren't healthy in whatever regard, you know. Yeah. Even if they're green because they are beings from a different world where all the beings are green, they were still hungry, you know, and still, who knows how long they were in the wolf pit.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody was out there actively hunting stuff into the wolf pit. These kids just stumbled into it and then... At some point, whether it was an hour or 6 days later, somebody came by and scooped them up and was like, holy shit, these kids are green. call the guy who runs the monastery. Call that guy who writes about stuff.
Oh, they're all colorblind, too, you know. It's just a weird coincidence where three men were colorblind, all witnessing the same thing.
But they did point out in like some of this research that I did, they pointed out that both of these men who report on these green people were learned enough that if they came across the language, they should have recognized Flemish. They should have recognized most European country languages.
Okay.
Because they were some of the few men in the country who were writing and, like, recording. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a monastery is typically where a lot of things were recorded and written, especially in England.
Sure.
So they should have recognized different languages, and they didn't.
I would attribute that to, like, the feralness of the... If you're in that
right.
situation, like, if you're alone
sure.
for such a long period of time, you kind of adapt your own language or...
It goes back to the sisters. It makes me think of their invented language. There's an episode
the
where we talk about
silent
the twins, the silent twins, who weren't silent.
No. Right. Silent to society.
Silent to society.
They only talk to themselves and one nurse later on in life.
But they did audibly make lots of noise.
But yeah, we talked about them on an episode, and they have their own language between themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they actually wrote, like, plays in the language and stuff like that. And this could be, like you're talking about, they had some foreign language and then it descended into some kind of garbled woodsy speak or something.
It was more of, like, they were from Barbados and they had, like, just some weird slang that only a very small population kind of spoke. And it was so thick that nobody could really understand them. So... within that community, they could probably be understood. But beyond that, nobody can understand them. And that's probably the same thing with these kids. They were on some small, you know, community, which in the 12th century, there's got to be just almost tribe-like in that there's just a lot of different areas where people are just gathering and setting up shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I can assume that maybe they're like descendants from... France or descendants from Spain or something like that.
Or who
that,
knows, yeah.
You know, eventually changed their language so much that it's just...
Yeah, or they're just little feral children, you know, like they've just developed this language on their own, you know, after they got abandoned in the woods or something.
Could they say how long they were wandering? Like, we've been out here for 5 moons.
Not that I saw anywhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be also that they were so sick that they didn't really know. I think the most likely is that they were some kind of, like, abandonment with deficiency or some kind of like poisoning attempt.
Yeah. So just who easily get lost.
That boy could have been the next king of England. But yeah, that's the mystery of the Green Children of Woolpit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could, I mean, what makes the Kentucky blue skin people blue?
Inbreeding. Oh,
God. That is true of, I mean, the 12th century, there's probably got to be a lot of inbreeding.
Yeah, just like we said, you know, a farm can be its own microcosm, yeah. Essentially. So true. That could be, I suppose.
I was watching Naked and Afraid the other day, and they did this thing where they got a bunch of bug bites, and so there was something that they rubbed on themselves to, like, reduce the inflammation, but another side effect was that it made your skin purple.
Whoa.
And it was that's like weird. A pretty deep purple, like
Damn. Yeah.
So maybe it could just be some weird plant that we're not even familiar with.
Yeah.
Huh. Feed me. Feed me. It always makes me think of Little Shop of Horrors when we're talking about living plants. And now I'll perform the entire show. Yes. Chris, you ready to back me up?
Well, if it'll make our episode long enough.
Alarm goes off at 7, then you start up town. You put in your 8 hours for the powers that have always been. Sing it, child.
Little shop.
Yeah. You were early. You can let us know what you think about these green children. I mean, they might be a cryptid.
Yeah.
A half digested Yaramayahu. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of half breed. Their mom made it with a bunyip.
They didn't have any children. Well, I know the boy didn't, but she didn't have any children.
Apparently, some legends say there are descendants in Woolpit, but they don't like to identify themselves naturally. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a mystery.
As underneathers.
Maybe when it gets really cold, you can still see their green pigment.
I still like the fairy idea.
That they're pure, perfect fairies.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
could
garbage
be.
Humans.
Oh, like
lost their
minds. It's all part of the human condition. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, highmystery.com. You want a partnership? highmysterypodcast@gmail.com. You know how this goes. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes. We're on Podbeam. We're on Spotify. You name it. We're on the sucker. Bringing it on home. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks so much for listening to us. We love you.
Bye, mystery.
Bye.